Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Kuf. Picking up on Sadi Testimonies by the bottom of the page, very last line in the middle of answering a question over here, a third answer over here between the steer and between that of Rav Shimon as for whether an Onin brings a carbon Pesach or he doesn't. Rav Maria Amar, beep, turn the page, Kuf Amar Aleph. Lo Kacha, no question. Why? Because Kan Shemes Lo, B'yud Dalid, Kfar B'yud Dalid, Kan Shemes B'yud Gimel, Kfar B'yud Dalid. Right, the case of Rav Shimon, he says that an Onin doesn't bring the Pesach, is that his Karav died on the 14th of Nisan, and he buried him on the 14th of Nisan. And the other one, where Rav Shimon says that an Onin does eat the Pesach, is when he died on the 13th, and then he was buried on the 14th. Meisel meis biyudal kvar biyudalad yom misa tofes lelo midaraisa. The Aninus, this idea of the aninus of the day of the death goes through the following night, even midaraisa. Therefore, an onin does not bring the carbon pesach. Yom kfar midarabanan. Then the aninus, the day of the burial, which is itself darabanan. It only is tofis, it's leil midarabanan. Therefore, the onin is able to eat the pesach at night, even though he's an onin midarabanan. He's allowed to eat the pesach. The reason why they knocked it away is because they were mevat the gzir there, is because somebody who doesn't do this is going to be chay of kares and bring the karm pesach. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Mari velahad katani. So how do you explain that? Which it says, the brisa says that Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says, Teda, you should know that aninos of the night is midirabanan. Shari amru onin tovel v'ochel es pischo. The chachamim have said that an onin goes to the mikvah and he eats his karm pesach in the evening time. Aval lo b'kachim, but he's not allowed to have kachim. According to Rav Mari, the Rav Shimon is talking about here in the night after the burial. Namele, Rav Yehuda could have said back, Kaminalach ana yom misa de oraisa, the martali at yom kvura de rabbanan. I'm talking about aninus of the night after the day, after this day, the day of death, which is midaraisa, and you're talking to me about the aninus of the night after the day of the burial, which is midarabanan. Everything Gemara kasha. That's a good kasha. We leave it at that though. Abaye Amar, Abaye said, where's another explanation to this steer between the to the statements of Rabbi Shimon. Abaye Amar Lokasha, Kan Shemis Kodem Chatzos, because Rabbi Shimon's statement over here, Onin doesn't bring the Karm Pesach, is when he died, this relative died before Chatzos on the 14th. And Kakish Shemisach Chatzos, I was talking about, Rabbi Shimon says that the Onin does eat from the Karm Pesach. Talking about died after midday on the 14th. Kodem Chatzos was before the Lo Ichse LePesach, though he was not yet fit to bring the Karm Pesach, because it's only good after midday. Chayale Aninus, Aninus takes effect. Therefore, he's not able to bring the Karm Pesach. Acher Chatzos, but it's afterwards, the Ichse LePesach, he already hit the mitzvah, he's in the category of bringing the Karm Pesach. Chayale Aninus, Aninus is not able to take effect at that moment. Uminatimra, where do we learn out the shinily being kodem chatzos, being la'ach chatzos? It makes a distinction between the two of them. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, la yitama. The pasuk says that about a kohen whose close relative dies, he will contaminate himself for her mitzvah, which is a commandment, not just a rishus. Lo ratza, if he doesn't want to become tame, mitaminosal karcho, they were mitamim against his will. Ma'aseh Yosef HaKohen, story time with someone by the name of Yosef HaKohen. Shemesi Ishto V'erev HaPesach, Nebuch, his wife, died on the day before Pesach. And V'lo Ratzeli Tameh, he didn't want to become Tameh. Right? Because then he thought he'd be able to go ahead and bring the Korban Pesach. But what happened? V'nimnu Echav V'Kohanim V'Tim'uhu Balkarcho. And the other Kohanim, they voted, and they decided they're going to mitame him against his will. Ramini, but we have another verse which says, "Ulachoso matam lomar." Why does the pasuk say, "Or for his sister"? Right? Harei shahalach lishkotus pischo. Let's say if a person has a way to go bring the karm pesach, v'lamos bina, or to go and to bring a mila, give mila to his son. M'shamish shemis al meis, and he heard
that he, someone died for him, like let's say a sister, Yochi Tame, you would think maybe he should be Mitame by going be burying the body. Amarta lo yitma, lo yitama. But the pasuk says, you shall not contaminate himself. Yochi kishem shlo yitame nachoso kach ein mitame the meis mitzvah. You would think that just like he's not mitame himself for his sister, so too he's not mitame for a meis mitzvah if no one else is around. Talmud Lomar ulaachoso, but success or for his sister telling you laachoso who did a mitame. Only for his sister doesn't become tame. The mitame who lemeis mitzvah, but he does have to be mitame himself for a meis mitzvah. Okay, but it comes out that an onen is chayv during the Korban Pesach, kind of going against the previous one. Lavshma minah. Can we learn from here that kan kodem chatzos must be that the first brisa is talking about a case when it was before chatzos, kan lachir chatzos. But over here in the second brisa, we're talking about a case where someone became an onen after chatzos. Right, this is the only way to explain the brisas, right, so therefore we see that makes sense. Mimai says, all right, now, how do you know that's the way it's understood? We could say, both brisas are referring to someone who became an onen after chatzos. The ha, Rabbi Yishmael, and there's no stira because the second brisa is in the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Hi, Rabbi Kiva. The first brisa is Rabbi Kiva. The Italian one's in the brisa. La yitama reshus, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. When it says that the kohen, when one of his krovim dies, he's going to become tame. He himself has become tame. It's for her. It's talking about reshus. He's allowed to. Divrei Yishmael, Rabbi Yekiva Omer, chova. It is a chiyav. So it's Gemara lo salka daitach. Nah, don't think the second price is going according to that of Rabbi Yishmael. The reshus that he Rabbi Yekiva katani la because. And so Rabbi Kiva says the first part of the Brisa, the time Milton the Brisa, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nefesh Ela Krovim. The Torah says that a Nazir can't be Mitame himself for somebody. It's talking about relatives. Mace Ela Rechokim. When it says the word Mace, dead, it's talking about non-relatives. La'aviv Ela Mitame. And when it says when it says for his father, it's telling us that it's only for his father that he's not going to be mitame himself. Of mitame hu lemeis mitzvah, but he's mitame meis mitzvah. Leimo, a kohen v'u nazir. If he's a kohen and a nazir, leimo hu dein a mitame. It's for his mother's not mitame. Of mitame lemeis mitzvah, he's mitame meis mitzvah. La'achiv, shemay kohen gadol v'u nazir. La'achiv hu dein a mitame. Of mitame hu lemeis mitzvah. La'achoso matame lemeis. What's it teaching you? Harei, shahalach lishchud v'pischal. Lomalosh v'lam. Shomish meis lomeis. Yachal yitame, you think you become mitame. Amar, it says lo yitame, you don't become tame. Yachal kishem shenu mitame lechoso kachin mitame lemeis mitzvah. Tamar lomar ulachoso lachoso lo yitame. Aval yitame hu lemeis mitzvah. Beep turn the page. Kuf amud beiz. Rava Amar. Now we have another answer. We had 4 inches. Number 5. Edv the achichatzos. Both of them are talking about achichatzos. Full kasha is not a kasha. Can't call them Shachtu Zorko Elav because the case of Shimon that an Oni does not bring a Karban Pesach is talking about where the relative died before they shechted the Oni's Pesach and threw its dam for him. Kamach Shachtu Zorko Elav, but the case of Shimon says an Oni does eat from it. He's talking about where he died after they shechted and threw the dam for him. In fact, the Gemara, Amr Le Rav Adda Bar Masna Larava. Acher sheshachtu v'zarku is damo. What do you mean? It can't be. It's, if you're talking about after they shechted the Pesach and threw its dam, it's too late. Madavahava, whatever happened, happened. The only already is yotzei is chov. So why should he be allowed to go ahead? Why should he now be allowed to go ahead and eat the Pesach? So yeah, once you brought the carbon, you're yotz. Once the mitzvah is done, it's done. Eating from it is a whole other shtickle teirah. Amar le Ravina, achilus psachim ma'akva. No, eating carbon pesach, it's ma'akev. In order to be yotz yechov, midarabba barav huna. Like we say in the name of Rabbi Huna, Amar le, so Rabbi says back to him, sayis mai de ka'amar lach rabach. Listen to that which your teacher, Ravina, is telling you. Yeah. Now, what was this old shtickle that of Rabbi Rav Huna? My, the Rabbi Rav Huna, the time was in the Brisa, Yom Shmua b'Yom Yom Kavura. The day of hearing is like the day of Kavura. What does that mean? If you hear that someone hears a relative died after the day of the death, but before 30 days have passed, then that is, the day of hearing is like the burial, L'mitzvah Shiva, Ushlosha, reference to the mitzvah of Shiva and Shloshim. Vachilas Pesachim, Kiyom Likut Atzamos. And when referenced in the Karim Pesach, the day of hearing is like the day of gathering the bones.
Rashi points out, Sagmar is someone else collected for him, said he doesn't become Tamim Eis. Now, Echad Zav Echad Zeh, Tovav V'Ochel Kachem La'erev, both these cases, the day of the burial, the day of the gathering the bones, when they get everything to the burial, the Avil goes to the Mikwah, and he eats Kachem in the evening time. Says Zimra, Hagufa Kachem, maybe that itself is a question. Amar Yom Shmuel Kiyom Kavura, Lemitzah Shivas Shloshim, Echiz Pesachim Kiyom Likut Atzamos, right, that the Avel can eat the Pekar Besach in the nighttime after the day of hearing, just like he may after the day of gathering the bones. Mechal de Yom Kavura, Afil Erev Nami Lo'achil. It sounds like Yom Kavura, he can't eat the Besach even in the evening. Then you said, Echaz Avechazah, Tov Lo'achil Kachem Al-Erev, you can go do an Erev. So it seems to be saying you can have it at night, even after the day of burial. What's going on? Amrev Chista, Tanayi, this is a Machlokes Tanayim. Like the first part of the Baisa goes according to Tana, who says that eating the Karbanos, including the Karban Pesach, is also during the night after the burial. And the second part goes according to Tana, says, no, it's going to be Mutter. Rabba Barav Huna, Marlo, Kasha, Stana, Kasha, Kansha, Shama, Shmua, Al Metsu, Sama, Chushkiz, Chama. The last part of the Baisa, which allows the Karbanos on the night after the burial, we're talking about somebody who hears about the death of his relative just before sunset. The Chain. Shaliktu lo atzamos samach l'shkiyas hachama, and also similar with one whose the bones of his relatives are gathered just before shkiyas hachama. V'chein shemes l'meis u'kfar samach l'shkiyas hachama. V'kan, but the other one, the other part, the first part of the Baisa, which assers even Pesach, the Pesach on the night after the burial, we're talking with someone who heard about the death of his relatives when la'achar shkiyas hachama, that would be after shkia. Right, if it's after shkia. La'achar shkia is fact of the Gemara, but la'achar shkia sechama, my dava hava. Whatever happened, happened. It should now be usher to eat the Karban Pesach. Why? Because he already brought it, and therefore it's good enough, and he's just eating it to the mitzvah. This whole thing is brought to show you this concept that must be that you actually do have to eat it, and if you don't eat it, then it's ma'akiv, you're not yotzei. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Vashiyamar my echazeh v'echazeh. What does it mean when it says in both this case and in that case that the of himself he goes into the mikvah and he eats kachem in the night? Hachiyam is meant to say echad yom shmua v'echad yom likut. Both the days of hearing, the days of the gathering of the bones. Ravashi clearly is arguing with the Gemara's initial understanding that this is referring to the day of the gathering of the bones and the day of the burial. And here's the day of hearing and the day of gathering the bones. Tovel al chavakashim la'arif, he's tovel and he eats kachim in the nighttime. The way that, the according to the way we just explained it right now, then the Braisa that says you're allowed to go and eat the karbonis at night is only after the day of hearing and the day of gathering the bones, but not after the day of the burial, and therefore there's no steer between this part of the Braisa and the first part, which assers the karbonis after the night of the burial. Says the Gemara, nope, the hod of Ashi Bedusei. But this way he's explaining over here, it's all bedus, it's all lies, it's all wrong, it's all incorrect. Mechti, let's see. If it's really true, like he's trying to say, that both this and that is talking about the day of hearing and the day of gathering the bones, then Allah koi zev zeh mi boile. Right? It should have said zev zeh. Why is it saying echad zeh v'echad zeh? Allah shvamina bedusi, it must mean that it's wrong the way that he interpreted it. Says the Gemara, okay, umay tanai. What exactly is the machlokas tanayim? Right? Oh, we said that it's two different tanayim. Who is this here? Netanya. What's this machlokas? It's talking about the Braisa. Ad masai misonin alav. Until when is one in onin, an usher to go and to eat the karbanos for the relative? Kol hayom, the entire day. Rabbi Omer Kolzman Shlo Nikbar, as long as this person is not yet buried. But Mayaski, no, what are we dealing with? Elam Rabbi Yomisa, if you want to say that the Machlokas is talking about the Yomisa, the day of death, well, then we have a bit of a problem. Mi Ika de Lesley, the Yomisa, the toughest Leilim, and the Rabbanon. Well, you want to tell me, is there somebody who doesn't hold that the Aninus of the day of death goes through the following night? At least Midrabanan Vesu. And furthermore, Rabbi Omer Kolzman Shalonikbar, Rabbi says, in the, this Bryce of Aninus that lasts only as long as the body's not buried, HaKvaru Ishtarileh, but that seems to be saying that if it is buried, then now it's going to be Mutter. Right, and these Aninus issues are removed. Umi Ika, the last slave of Acharisa, Bikiyomar, but someone who doesn't hold. But the pasuk it says, "I will make her end like a day of bitterness," which is showing that Aninus goes the entire day of death, even after the burial. Okay, says Gemara, "I'm Rav Sheshes Ayom Kavurakai." It's talking about the day of the burial, right? When the burial takes place after the day of death. So the Tanakhama holds that the Aninus lasts until the end of the day of burial. Rabbi says it lasts until the end of the burial itself. Maskifla Rav Yosef. Ella. Hadakatani. Okay, but now, how do you understand that which we learned to the Baisa? Shomate. Al meso, kimalakat etzamos. One who hears about the death of his relative is like somebody who's gathering the bones of the relatives. And tovav ochel b'kachav l'erev, that he can go into tefillah and then eat from the karbonos in the nighttime. Mechlal du yom kavura afilu l'erev nami lo ochel. That implies that as far as the day of the burials itself, he's not able to eat the karbonos even in the evening time. This presser clearly is holding that the ninus of the day of the burial does go into the following night. Hamani, who's that going like? Ella Taritz, rather, what should we say? Ad masim is onin in alav. Say you should read the brisa. Until when is an onin for a relative? Kol osayom velelo. That entire day and the following night. Rabbi Omer kolzman shelo nikbar aval nikbar below lelo. That is, that as long as he's not buried. But once he's buried, then this doesn't extend into the night. Now the Gemara knocks us off also. Amru kamidu Rav Yirmiyah. Amar Rav Yirmiyah said, Gavar Rabbah Rav Yosef lema achi. Come on, would a great person like Rav Yosef say such a thing? Lema de Rebbe Lekula. Can one say that Rebbe is going Lekula in reference to Aninus during the night of the burial of Atani? When I'm saying Abraisa, Ad Masay Masonin Alav until when Gimri Masonin calls Manchino Nikpa, as long as he's not buried, Aval Mikan Ve Ad Esar Yamim. Meaning, even from now until 10 days, if it's not buried yet, Divri Rebbe, it's like it's a grave. Chom Omrim, Ein Mesonin, Alav, Ela Oso Yomavad, it's only that particular day. Right? So the wording of this price is clear, showing that Rebbe is more machmir in reference to this discussion. Ela Taritz Achi, this is how you should explain it. Ad Masai, Hu Mesonin, Alav, until when is one who's an Onin for a relative? Kol Oso Yom, Below Lelo. The entire day of the burial without the following night. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Kolzman, Shalom Nikbar. V'im Nikbar, Tofis Lelo. And if he's buried, then it goes through the following night. Amruah Kamei Derava. Amruah Kamei Derava. Midika Omer. Rebbe Yom Kavura Tofes Lelo Midurabanan. Since Rebbe says that the Aninus of the day of the burial goes through the following night, Midurabanan Mechal the Yom Misa Tofes Lelo Midurayisa. It sounds like the day of the death itself goes into Midurayisa. Vasav Rebbe Aninus Lelo Doraisa. Is he really hold up? A time will say the Raisa Hein Ayom. And Aaron says to Moshe, these carbonos today, right? This is when none of you, when they die, it says, Ani. Hayom aser v'layla mutter. I'm forbidden to eat from these carbonos today, but I'll be mutter to eat them tonight. Ulodoros, and for generation, in reference to carbonos future generations, bein b'yom, bein b'layla aser, and only is going to be aser to eat them both day and night. To Rehuda, Rabbi Omer, Anidas layla ina medivri Torah el medivri Sovim. It says that the night is only after the death. Aninus of the night after the death is not midarais, it's midarabanan. And for the Gemara, the Olam Derabanan here. Really, Rabbi holds that the Aninus of the night after the death is only midarabanan. So according to Rabbi, the arisingness of the day of death is only until the nighttime. Beep. turn the page. And but it doesn't. It's not a steer at his din that the Rabbanan and Nidus of the day, of the day of the burial goes through the night, because the Chachamim, they strengthen their ideas even more than that of Torah itself, a common idea which happens. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.